Oh yeah. What up, Z-Pack? We're bringing it old school like we did in the old days. 4 p.m. Pacific, live-ish. Oh no, it's exactly 4 p.m. Oh yeah. Incident report. Today is match day. What's match day, Tom Heineberg?
Match day is a magical day when America's future doctors find the place where they're going to learn to be real doctors. Because right now it's just tentative. Like, you're kind of a doctor, but not a real doctor. Like, 100%. You know what I mean?
100.
I think you pretty much nailed that, actually. Because people who graduate medical school and they're like, I'm a doctor now. No, you have an MD. You are not a doctor yet. Okay? Actually, Yoda never said that. It was Vader. You're strong with the Force, Luke, but you're not a doctor yet. That's what residency does, and it turns out that residency is this weird Hunger Games type lottery thing, where today, March 16th, 2018, the hundreds of medical students around the country learned where the computer matched them. So it's the programs that they're applying to rank them, and then they rank the programs. And then the computer goes, oh my God, swipe left, swipe right, what the heck, what's going on? Oh my God, okay, yeah, boom. And then you get the answer of what that result was. Did you get your first choice? Did you get your 10th choice? Did you not match? If you didn't match, you found out earlier in the week. And then you realize, nobody loves me. And you have to do something called the scramble, where you go and call the open programs that haven't filled slots yet. And remember, there aren't as many slots as there are people who want them, which is insane since we purportedly have a physician shortage. And the residency slots are funded partially by Medicare, public dollars, partially by the programs themselves, partially by other sources. So we just don't have enough training, and then we keep saying we don't have enough doctors. So this is the magic and tragedy and hope and fear of the match. It is a day that lives in infamy for medical students, people who matched already, like myself years ago, remember it in a PTSD kind of way. So we here at Z-Dog Industries said, well, you know what? Maybe we should do a funny thing like we did last year. Last year we did Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Match, where the sorting hat sorted them into ortho and peds and all this. This year, we decided, let's pick a clip and we'll dub it over and it'll be the same thing. And the idea is, let's celebrate the fear and the terror and the horror of the match, particularly when you don't match, because you think your life is over, but it isn't. It's still just beginning. The match doesn't determine your destiny. You do, right? Science. So we said, let's use the Hunger Games selection scene as...
Don't ruin Izzy.
Yeah. Why don't we show you what we did? And you'll probably quickly understand why we never publicly released it. Roll the clip, Logan.
Welcome you lot to the match day. Actually, scratch that, to the scramble. You are the lot who hasn't matched because the odds are never in your favor. You didn't study, you're not that bright, and maybe you should have considered a career in IT. But now you'll be competing against foreign medical graduates for a limited number of third-rate slots. And now we dip into the fishbowl of despair. We keep it clear, which is also the color of your tears.
It smells like cabbage.
Let's see. Primrose. Everdeen is matched in family medicine. No surprise. Week. In Buffalo. Oh, that's a real city. Wait. Buffalo, Wyoming. Yes, look away in disgust. They have one Applebee's, maybe, in a bovine simulation lab.
Hey, listen
which,
to me.
You know, there's only look three
over here. Hands, buddy. Hey, what is this? Me too? Get off. Hey, listen. I volunteer as tribute.
Wait, what? You can't. That's insane. You've already matched in Durham, sweetie.
Listen, darling. The thought of you eating at Hardee's makes me sick. You need to go get that Durham money. Yes. Go get a BMW. Make us proud, okay? I'll take the family medicine residency. Just go. Just tell Mom. Tell Mom.
Goodness, no. At least you'll be a BMW, bitch. All right, scramblers. Now for a quick joke. What do you call the last in the medical school class in the Caribbean? Doctor. That's right. Meet Peter. Your study buddy. You two will be getting along swimmingly. In Buffalo, Wyoming, when you have Tinder, you will be swiping right on each other. Unless you prefer a cow, which you can also swipe right on. Although that is frowned upon outside of Wyoming. And that is the scramble, everyone. What do you losers think? Let's give a hand for these two losers.
Third tier. Third tier.
Cat, this is third tier.
Yeah, I think you're being optimistic. It's more like fourth or fifth tier. Ah, suckers! Study harder next time. We're out.
Third tier.
Wow. So brutal, painfully funny, and absolutely what many people think and would never say. And we were so uncomfortable watching it back that we didn't put it out publicly. We put it out to the Patreon followers, the people who support us on Patreon, because we wanted to see what they thought. And I mean, what do you guys think? So the one we actually posted was a Metamoji piece that's available on Facebook. That's funny. It's more upbeat. It has some hope to it. This, in the spirit of the Hunger Games, is this hopeless dystopia of what the match can represent to many people who didn't get what they thought they wanted, who didn't match and had to scramble, who didn't get the specialty even they wanted. They may have had a backup specialty. And everything in that video actually is spot on in terms of how the medical culture and hierarchy views things. Caribbean medical schools are considered very low tier, even though some of the top doctors that I've worked with in the past have trained in the Caribbean, done residency in the US. Like, your training doesn't determine your destiny or your worth, but yet that's how the medical hierarchy will see it. And the idea that medical students are already depressed, they're overworked, many flirt with thoughts of suicide, many actually die by suicide, and we've talked about physicians dying of suicide, people in healthcare dying of suicide. So the thought that this video was a parody and a satire of the darkness of the match and the medical culture in general was what drove us to make it. When we saw it back, we thought, you know, if we don't frame this right, if we don't have a discussion about this, people are gonna, they're going to use this to further their own negative thoughts about themselves if they had a difficult match, if they had to scramble, if they're worried about stuff. And that's the last thing we wanna do because that's not what this platform is about. So we thought, look, there's a lot of truth in this piece. Let's put it on the show and let's talk about it and see what people think. What do you think, Tom?
You know what? I think that whoever did the voice acting for Primrose Everdeen is killing the game. Like, that was on point. That sounded exactly like an 8-year-old girl to me.
You know, I've never met a man that's 6'3" who can sound like an 8-year-old girl on command. Actually, that's your default sound, Tom Heineberg.
Alicia BMW, bitch! Anyway, Prasad says, reading the soap thread on Reddit is beyond depressing. What is SOAP, the acronym? I keep seeing it in reference to the scramble.
I don't know what it is to the scramble. That I'm not familiar with. It's a SOAP note, so subjective, objective, assessment, and plan. It's how we often will write our progress notes. So you have a subjective, like patient complains of this is what's going on, this is what's in the patient's head. Objective, this is what we see, vital signs, physical exam, et cetera. Assessment, this is what I think's happening. Plan, this is what I'm gonna do, son. So I imagine on Reddit, it can get pretty dark and people are stressed out. Cause I know when I went through it at UCSF 1999, you go to these programs, you interview, you're stressed, they're judging you, you're judging them. It's a sort of a dance. It's like a dating thing. That's why we made the Tinder reference, right? And the idea then is that they rank you, you rank them. And then on match day, it all comes together and you hope that there's some magic there. For me, I remember it was a really difficult thing because I was at UCSF as a medical student. I was really burned out as a medical school student. Something about the weather in UCSF, the culture, it was just a little too much for me. And so I really didn't want to go there for my residency because I thought I would end up burning out or worse. So I wanted to go to Stanford, which was down the peninsula, warmer, a little more cush. Now, I remember my program director or advisor at UCSF had sort of kind of intimated to me that, well, Stanford's, you know, it's nice, but weak. You see where that weak line came from in this. So there is snobbery and hierarchy within the highest echelons of academic medicine. And they thought if I chose Stanford, I'm not doing myself justice, right? And it was this real interesting conversation. Now, they have to do that because they want you, even if they're not going to choose you, This is the game they play. They want you to rank them as high as possible so that if they do choose you, they didn't have to go way down the list to get their choices, right? So they want to get their students, they want to improve their chances of getting the class they want. This is the game the academic centers play, the residency programs play. The games the students play, well, we're much, much further at a disadvantage, right? So what I ended up ranking was Stanford number one, UCSF number two, and I don't remember what the rest of the ranks were. They were all in California because I didn't want to leave California. And what ended up happening on match day, that you get a little envelope in the student lounge area in UCSF in our thing, and you open it and it says, this is where you matched. And it is the most terrifying, exhilarating, insane thing in the world. And immediately people are bursting into tears. Either they're happy or they're miserable or they're terrified or they want to go jump off a building because their whole self-worth is based on, did I get what I was supposed to get by working hard and this and that and the other thing. All their ego structure is wrapped around this event. And if they only knew that none of it really mattered, right? But you can't know that then. You can't know that without the perspective, especially when the entire culture, the entire hierarchy is telling you otherwise. And that was what we were trying to parody in this. It didn't come off well enough. That's why we didn't release it and we put out the Metamoji piece. But that's what we were trying to talk about.
By the way, SOAP stands for Supplemental Offer and Acceptance Program, Jeremy says. So they've just renamed the Scramble the SOAP because the Scramble probably sounded mean to somebody.
That's really interesting, Jeremy. Thanks for updating me because I'm obviously several dozen years out of date on this.
So look, since you were such a mean butthole to the people who had to scramble, what do you have some advice for them, Z-Dog MD?
Yeah, this is my advice. Everything happens as it is supposed to happen. If you have to scramble and you end up going to a smaller community program somewhere, and you get a more hands-on education on practical stuff, and you end up practicing in that community and meeting the man or woman of your dreams and having children with them and putting down roots in that community, how is that a tragedy? That is how your life was meant to unfold. This is all a flow, people. Nothing is preordained. Things happen, and they happen, and they happen, and that's how life is. Embrace it, own it. Make something of it. That's what's going to make you an amazing doctor and a contributor to society. The match doesn't mean shit otherwise. It's simply another road post to where you're going to go, a signpost. Okay, next step, this. And then it's what I make of it.
That's a secret, Z.
I just secreted that shit, Logan. Or secreted it.
Plus, how much in your... Like, obviously, like, you... Let's have a real frank discussion. Like, you use Stanford sometimes to give yourself more credibility, right? Like, you'll be like... You know, I'm a Stanford-trained physician, and that immediately makes some people think a certain thing in their mind. But how often does a patient come into the room and ask to see your degree? It seems like that would be pretty rare.
No, never. And honestly, there are plenty of people that I trained with, including myself sometimes, that are not worth the name the thing is printed on in terms of how they behave. And there are people who went to programs that are classically considered, you know, third tier, like we had in the video, third tier, or worse, who are some of the most compassionate, caring, dedicated doctors that you'll find. Now, there are differences in training, there are differences in rigor, there are differences in, obviously, academic prestige. And I had to work really hard to get what I needed. In retrospect, that's what I needed, because my personality is one that, unless I'm really kind of pushed, if it's something I'm not absolutely fascinated with, like the Krebs cycle, it's gonna take a lot to get me to do that. Right? So I need a program that's going to push me a little bit until residency when I was more self-motivated. So I didn't need the rigor of a UCSF. I needed the kind of looser structure of a Stanford where I actually could have a little bit of an outside life and where I felt like we smiled a little bit more. And that was at that time. I think the programs have changed a lot, but at that time, that's how I felt having gone through it. And I would not have traded my training at UCSF for the world, but I think I would have done fine at most other schools. There are some people who wouldn't do well anywhere because they're just not suited for it. They were pushed into it. They have mistaken ideas of why they're getting into it. And those people are going to suffer for the rest of their careers. And I think it's a real challenge, especially when they feel trapped and they don't want to change it. Then you start getting into depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation, and everything that leads to.
CZ, but you suffer from not having Chill Island vibes.
That's right.
You really do.
You know, sometimes often I'll see Z and I'm like, Z, when's the last time you listened to Bob Marley?
Exactly.
He'll say, it's been many moons, Tom Heineberg. Yeah, it's very sad.
I shot the Logan, but I didn't shoot the Heinuber.
Kenton says that the kind of doctor you become has more to do with who you are than where you train.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely spot on. The where you train piece, you know, and look, Tom was right, you know, full disclosure. I'll drop the Stanford name when I think it suits me to advance my credibility because some people think I'm a two-bit clown if they watch a parody video or something. So I go, no, actually, I worked hard enough to jump through all the hoops and play the game and get into Stanford and do my residency or UCSF to do medical school. Actually, UCSF, getting into that medical school was harder than getting into Stanford as residency, I think, in terms of 5,000 applicants for 140 spots for UCSF. So at the time, I was rightfully proud, but man, I sacrificed so much to play that game, right? And for what in the end? You end up in practice about year five, you're burned out, you're wondering why you're working in the Matrix and all the sacrifice you gave up while Tom and Logan get out to party with hookers and blow.
Delighted okay? and chill, Z.
Also, we kept our island vibes intact.
We
so.
Did, they were chill.
That's the difference between you and me, as Dr. Dre once said. Let's read some more comments. Two-bit clown that went to Stanford with a clown emoji, Tiffany Page, that's me. Parting thoughts, Tom Heineberg, any other interesting comments?
Let's see.
I think the Z-Dog S shirt is in the scramble, Tanya Saliba. The culture needs to change for doctors and nurses, Sarah Gore. It's true. So someone left a comment earlier saying the nurses, in honor of match day, wore unmatched scrubs. So as funny as that is, can you imagine you're a medical student who's already kind of bullied a bit by the nurses because you're terrified and all that, and now the nurses are kind of poking gentle fun at you, but you don't see it that way. You see it as, it's hard, guys. Like, we gotta love each other on both sides. We know that the shit flows downhill. The problem is, nowadays, we're all downhill. So the shit is flowing to all of us. That's the brave new world of medicine, which means we have to lift ourselves all up collectively to a higher ground so that the shit just flows straight down onto the administrators, because that's where it belongs. Am I right, Tom Heineberg?
That's right. You know, I think we can all learn a lot here. Like, we made a mean meme, but we didn't release it, except we just did. But you know, the truth is, it's not about how you play the game. It's about
how chill your island vibes are.
That's right.
Sorry, not sorry, bitches. Congratulations to everyone who matched. If you're scrambling or you're having trouble or you weren't happy, it's okay. Daddy Z promises you, you're gonna be okay.
Ooh,
in fact, you're gonna be better than okay. Is that weird? Is that creepy, Daddy Z? We need to edit that out? Are we live?
We're live, Z.
It was only slightly rapey. It's okay.
Slidey rapey.
Slidey. Slidey funnier than placebo. Z-Pack, I love you. Stay safe this weekend. Watch our Metamoji video. Join us on Patreon if you want to watch this video unedited in full. And we out. Peace.
If you're from the islands, where do you live? Right near the beach. Boy.
I shot that Logan, but I didn't shoot the Heinuber. Oh no, oh no.
No match day, no cry.
Clear.